What's the word, y'all? It's Words Illa, aka Drew Skills, aka Ill Doing It Too. This is the Words Illa podcast. I want to take a second to go back to just the way I first started doing this and do a quick segment of just some thoughts I was having as I woke up. You know, a lot of times via Instagram in the mornings, I'll do a segment or an installment, if you will, quick, you know, obviously you're going to do like minute videos on Instagram. So I do a quick little minute of basically something for the morning called the thinking chair. Basically, as I'm having my first release, if you will, in the morning. Just a quick thought, but for this, I just want to do a quick actual segment, put it out here on the podcast here. So maybe keep doing this a little bit more often in between time when I'm trying to get some footage edited up and do you know, graphic work and whatnot. But what I was thinking this morning was basically when you start owning your power, you know what I mean, and you start taking notice to, you know, how great you are. And how when you start speaking in those ways, like those who aren't prepared for that or aren't in that place in their life or don't see themselves in that way are going to start looking at you like you, something's wrong with you and you've changed in a negative way, in which it's weird, this balance for, you know, the way I think relationships and people and how you meet people and why you're around certain people, how it works is like, you know, energy wants to come to each other. And, you know, also there's going to be, you know, energies that were around at a time when you were in a certain place in your life that are going to still be around, that are going to try to like tell you can't do these things or that you shouldn't, or that, you know, like I said, you're changing in a negative way. So when you're in a place where you're trying to be more positive about your own image and like how you view yourself and how you decide to view, you know, your day-to-day life and the perspective of how you achieve and get to things, or, you know, just how you move through your day-to-day, when you start having a more positive look of it and looking and paying more attention to yourself and how you do things and how you react, people, again, the negative people that are around you are going to start, you know, having, if they don't want to change or if they're not prepared for that or if they're just not in that place or whatever it might be, you know, they're going to start having this negative view of you, which is odd. You know, it's like if I'm working towards doing greater for myself, you know, nothing about what I'm doing is intentional to be rude, fucked up, you know, whatever to you. But if I'm not aligning myself, if I don't have the power for myself, I can't do anything else. So it's like, it's weird, but it's like, it's so many times where you're doing you and there are people who, again, are attached to an old version of you, so to speak, you know. They still view you in a certain way because it kind of comforts them to keep them happy with what they want and what they view things as. So the moment you change for what's better for you and that you know is going to be better in the long run, those who haven't decided that for themselves, like I said, they're going to do their hardest. They're going to work their hardest, I feel like. And some of it's going to be unconscious to them that they're doing it because they're so stuck into the views that they have and the perspective that they're living in. They don't even see it as being rude. They don't even see it as being, they see it like, again, it's you. There's something you're doing. There's something that's wrong with you, you know? So, you know, I just say all that to say, you know, basically it's hard trying to be a leader, so to speak, or trying when you stand tall for yourself, when you're strong and you have self-love and confidence in yourself and you move with purpose, you know, when you start doing that, it's going to be a lot. I feel like a lot of people, a lot of times where people are going to try to pull your card, you know, it's hard. Right? You see, even like with certain artists, I feel like I've watched, you know, when they have like a certain kind of like seemingly to the public eye for some people, the perspective that they have about it is that this person's like squeaky clean. And they're like talking about being good to your family and doing, eating right and all this and da da da, and you catch that person like one time having a beer or like cursing one time or having an outburst or anything, like you see them do that one time and it's like, oh my god, they're devils and heathens and liars. And like, so nah, it's like I lead with the idea of being good, great, nice, you know, cordial, if you will, loving, being supportive, being honest, you know, being truthful. And so if I'm, you know, I lead my ideas, so to speak, or the way I try to project as much as I can from my own self, really, it's like me reminding myself constantly, like, man, this is how you have to live. You have to actually, it's a practice. It's the same as if you're playing a sport or an instrument or something. You know, if you don't work the muscle, so to speak, or the do the necessary steps to where it then becomes routine, you know, because then the subconscious mind will click on after you've been doing it for so long, you know. That's what I think a lot of us live in, is that we, you know, are basing everything we do off of our subconscious thought and don't have enough will, maybe, to cut it off at the pass, so to speak, before the subconscious mind takes over and just runs its course, you know, stopping for a second. You know, I think that's why people say there's a difference between when you pray or when you meditate. Like, praying, you're asking, and meditating is like you're receiving. So it's like, I feel like we can go through and be putting too much projection out to the world. I just went on a whole nother tangent, which is cool. It's fine. I always do that. But, you know, yeah. I don't know, and I haven't lost myself, but yeah, you know, if you're trying to, you know, really get to it, you know, it's like working your brain, it's like a muscle, you know, so the practice that you put into something, you know, the time that you put into, you know, changing your mindset and changing the way you want to live, you know, you're either going to watch the people around you, you know, see it as a good thing and want to adjust and be and do certain things a similar way that you do, or they're gonna, you know, continue to do what they're doing, and you'll probably slowly distance yourself from these people. Which I don't, you can have love or respect for somebody from a distance. I don't have to be around everybody all the time, nor do I think people need to be around me. I enjoy, you know, a lot of my alone time, so to speak, or my time where I can just chill and like download, so to speak, things, you know, and really kind of get, you know, refreshed, you know what I'm saying, and be able to really put forth my best foot the right way, you know, because I think, again, when you're standing your ground and you're putting yourself in position to do what you need to do, and you're trying to attract your truth, and you're doing all these great things, you know, it's trying, you know. There's moments where you're gonna have to, you know, bear down and let people know what's going on, and also just, and sometimes you just got to let things go. You know, people talk, people say things, you know, let people have their opinions, let them have their feelings, their thoughts, you know, because they're in a place where that makes sense to them and it works for them at that moment. You know, something about where they're going or what they're doing on this planet at this juncture in time, at this lifetime that they're living. If you believe that type of stuff, I kind of do a little bit, you know, that's where they are. And you have to allow that to happen. You know what I'm saying? Give people their space, give people their time to do, be, feel, think, whatever it is that they needed, you know, something was needed for that. You know, there's no thing that happens for nothing. Everything is happening for something, for some reasons, you know. I just, because too many things had to go right to be right for everything to be happening exactly the way it's happening and why it's happening. There has to be some reasoning behind it. It can't be nothing at all. There's an order or a certain thing that you do, you attract into you, around you, you know, when you put it into your mind, you know what I'm saying? And you let it stew and you let it marinate and you let it work and you let it get through and just kind of, it starts to become your whole routine. Your whole life is this thought pattern, this thinking, and, you know, and some of it's, again, maybe, you know, some spiritual thing where this is just what you needed at this time in your life, you know. So again, when you know, trying to do good, put yourself in a mindset of understanding that there's going to be some pushback. There's going to be people who are going to try to test you, so to speak. There's going to be some, you know, some people who you've known for years, family members, friends, that are probably going to start to have a different view of you in a way where they're going to think you're being negative or something's wrong with you. You're being rude, or you forgot where you came from, or you what? And it's like, man, nah, like, you got to understand the environment I grew up in, or the way in which I grew up, or the things I saw, or the people I was around, the mindsets of the people that were around me created the person I was at that time. So now that they created conditions that caused me to be in a lack feeling, in a feeling of not having, you know. So now that I want to push myself to be in a place of like thinking, you know, largely of myself and thinking of all the greatness that I am and that I can, you know, bring into my life and that I can have and that I deserve, I'm worthy of, you know, it's like, who had, you know, the people look at you like you have some gall, like, who are you? You know, the audacity of you to, you know, to believe in yourself, you know what I'm saying? And to think of yourself in a strong, powerful way. It's weird. But, you know, what are you going to do, man? We humans, man. So that's a long-ass, you know, rant so to speak. You know what it is. It's your boy, Wordzilla, aka Drew Skills, aka L doing it too. Follow me on Instagram. That's at Wordzilla, same as the name as the podcast. You know what I'm saying? Again, you can listen to this on Spotify. I'll put it on SoundCloud. It'll be on Apple Podcasts. It'll be on, what is it, Chatbox or Castbox? Yeah, it's a bunch of platforms. Probably even put this up on YouTube too, just to have the audio form of it. So appreciate y'all, man. You know what it is. Peace.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.